The Gospel for tonight comes from the 6th chapter of the Gospel of St. Matthew. Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them. For then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You may go ahead and be seated. Well, tonight begins the season of Advent as we journey from Ash Wednesday, Advent. I had a concussion. I lost a month of my life, you know. I don't know. Begins the season of Lent. There we go. Wrong color even. Lent. Thank you. As we journey with Jesus from Ash Wednesday to Easter. Tonight we're reminded that as we make this journey, it's almost like it's a mirror of our life journey. It's a journey of the heart and of the soul. It's a journey of life and death. A journey that's marked with the cross of Christ. A journey marked with resurrection and repentance. What a strange anointing we receive for this journey. Ashes, dust, dirt, the very stuff that we walk on, the stuff that we try to wipe off our feet, that we try to sweep up off our floors, that we work to get rid of. Now we have it smudged on our foreheads in the shape of a cross. Why? Why? To remind us of who we are. To remind us where we are from. To remind us where we are going. And even more importantly, to remind us who God is. Because we would be only dust without God. We are dependent upon God for the very gift of life itself. We're told in Genesis that God breathed the breath of life into dust and created humanity. We know that God continues to breathe that creative, life-giving breath each and every day of our lives. These ashes echo the promises that were given to us in the gift of holy baptism. This cross gives us meaning and purpose because it points us back to God. And this pointing or returning us to God is repentance. And this ash cross in the season of Lent is all about returning to God. Reconnecting with God. being intentional about what we say and about what we do, simplifying or letting go of those things in our lives that have a way of disconnecting us from God and from each other, those things that prevent us from being in full relationship with God and full relationship with one another. So tonight, as we start this journey, I have two questions and two blessings. My first question is, what is it that gets in your way, keeping you from experiencing the fullness of God's forgiveness and love? What is it that gets in your way, keeping you from experiencing the fullness of God's forgiveness and love? The second question, what is it that gets in your way and keeps you from living out this love and forgiveness as you relate to others? What is it that gets in your way and keeps you from living out this love and forgiveness as you relate to others? I encourage you during this season of Lent to ponder those questions. What is it that keeps you? What is it that holds you back? What is it that's stopping you from experiencing and living out that love and forgiveness, that mercy and that grace that we receive from God? As you ponder those questions, there are two blessings. Jan Richardson is a poet, and she's written several excellent poems about Ash Wednesday. And I really liked two of her poems, and I couldn't decide which one to read tonight, so I'm going to read them both. And what's really neat about these poems is, although she wrote them I think there was like a 3-year span of time that she wrote them, is they actually, in my mind anyway, they flow one to another to where you kind of don't know where one ends and one begins. And her first poem, so I'm going to read them right up, one after another. The first poem is entitled, Blessing the Dust, and the second is Rend Your Heart. All those days you felt like dust, like dirt, as if all you had to do was turn your face toward the wind and be scattered to the four corners of the earth, or swept away by the smallest breath as insubstantial. Did you not know what the Holy One can do with dust? This is the day we freely say we are scorched. This is the hour we are marked by what has made it through the burning. This is the moment we ask for the blessing that lives within the ancient ashes, that makes its home inside the soil of the sacred earth. So let us be marked not for sorrow, and let us be marked not for shame. Let us be marked not for false humility or for thinking we are less than we are, but for claiming what God can do within the dust, within the dirt, within the stuff of which the world is made. And the stars that blaze into our bones and the galaxies that spiral inside the smudge we bear. To receive this blessing, all you have to do is let your heart break. Let it crack open. Let it fall apart so that you can see its secret chambers. The hidden places where you have hesitated to go. Your entire life is here, inscribed whole upon your heart's walls. Every path taken or left behind, every face you turned toward or turned away, every word spoken in love or in rage, every line of your life you would prefer to leave in shadow, every story that shimmers with treasures known and those you have yet to find. It could take you days to wander these rooms, 40 at least. And so let this be a season for wandering, for trusting the breaking, for tracing the tear that will return you to the one who waits, the one who watches, who works within the rendering to make your heart whole. Amen.